Supporters of Wisconsin's taxpayer-funded school choice and independent charter school programs want the state Supreme Court to reject the lawsuit, saying ending the program would create chaos for tens of thousands of families with students currently enrolled. Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty attorney Rick Essenberg is on the case for school choice advocates. He joins us from Milwaukee, and thanks very much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So what would happen if petitioners won their case and the choice program folded, transferring private school students back?
Well, it would be chaos for children in the program. First of all, they would be denied an educational opportunity that they and their parents have chosen. There would be a massive influx of students into public schools who are not currently set up to receive them. And the legal principles that would be established by a decision against the program in this case would have ramifications for how we finance our schools. It would call into question equalization aid. It would call into question a whole variety of non-educational public programs. It would be really a disaster for the state of Wisconsin, and something that I don't believe our court's going to do.
So in your court filing, you took great exception to the claim that choice programs were intended to hurt and are hurting public schools. Why?
Well, you know, we live in a very polarized time right now, and I think a lot of people don't remember that when school choice was initially enacted about 30 years ago, it was a bipartisan program. Both Democrats and Republicans realized, first in Milwaukee, that schools were not serving all students well, and that equity and educational effectiveness would be served by letting lower income families have the same choice that wealthier families have. And so this really was an effort to help kids. You know, we often hear about, you know, school choice somehow being a profit-making enterprise, and it's really not. These are nonprofit institutions. Most of them are religiously based, and nobody's making money. This really is, I think, intended to give kids an opportunity that they otherwise wouldn't have. It's not to destroy the public schools. And then choice advocates realize most kids are going to continue to go to public schools. This isn't about sector wars. It's just a recognition that human beings are diverse, human beings are different, and some people, some kids, will benefit from the opportunities that choice provides for them.
Still, public tax dollars are increasingly being diverted from public schools to private schools. How does that not hurt the public?
Well, they're not being diverted. The purpose of public tax dollars is not to benefit public schools as an institution, it's to educate children. And there are lots of social services that the government provides that may sometimes be provided by government employees and may sometimes be provided by, you know, private vendors, you know, hospitals, adoption agencies. There's a whole host of them. And so what happens is when a school, when a kid who is being educated at public expense, we're all in favor of that, goes to a private school, the tax money that is used to educate her goes with her. And so there's no diversion, there's just choice.
So with less than half a minute left, how buoyed were you that the Governor Evers administration agreed with Robin Voss that this case should start not in the high court, but in circuit court?
You know, I give Governor Evers and General Call credit for this. I know that they're not proponents of the choice program, but they did the right thing legally. This is an inappropriate case for an original action, and they made the right call.
All right, we need to leave it there. Rick Essenberg, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was too short, but next time, yeah. Do you think?
Well, the problem with this, the problem with this issue is it's very complicated, so.
Well, it certainly is. I read with interest your filing as compared to the petitioner's filing. I thought it was very interesting, especially the part where you were saying, yeah, you've got the numbers wrong. This is why this fact-finding needs to go to certain
Yeah,
court.
and I think that's one of the reasons that the governor did what he did. I think that this case just isn't set up to be handled in that way. The problem, though, is that, to understand this uniformity issue, you have to sort of understand how public school finance works. And there may be five people in the state who do. It's just very complicated, and it's really a kludge, and it's
It's true,
off in what
believe
you expect.
me.
Yes.
Believe me, I've struggled with it for a couple of
Yes, I'm sure
decades
you
here.
have.
All right. Well, again, thank you very much. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. You take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.